This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You're listening to Doug Steffen's Good Day with Jay Kirshner and Doug Steffen.
Talking our way into your hearts and minds. It's the Good Day program. Jay Kirshner and Doug Steffen on the air as usual. Getting ourselves out of bad habits. Oftentimes, that's a focus of the Earth Week, things that we do that we need to be reminded we ought not to do. Like, what do you do with plastic and stuff? Mm-hmm. Do you awareness. Just throw it with the regular rubbish, or do you put it in a recycle bin? You know, things, simple things.
Yeah. If you have like those plastic things that come with six packs of cans of something,
yeah.
Do you cut those holes before you throw it away?
Uh-huh. We're trying not to get into your head too badly, but a little bit here and a little there. It's an exercise, and it's not an exercise in futility, because a lot of people take note of some of the simpler things, and that's why I think when I look at problems that people have, you know, as I talk a lot about Calitrin, I think about various ways that people get themselves into a situation where they need something like Calitrin, and it's usually because of a bad diet. And then people will say, well, I've been eating badly, so I'm going to go exercise. Well, if you want to get into shape and you want to look better and feel better, the work that it takes to exercise, it's not bad. It's good for your body to keep it moving.
Yeah.
But the simplest way not to get out of shape is to eat better. You don't eat as much sugar as you do. Mm-hmm. Never mind eating things out of cellophane, right? And flour, cheeses. How much water do you drink is another thing.
Right? Dehydration symptoms can mimic other things.
Don't eat big dinners and don't eat within 3 hours of going to bed. I do all of I don't smoke. I don't drink. I've never done drugs. But I do. I'm getting better about eating later, though. Last night I just had a little lobster salad, and that was it. I'm eating more salads because I am conscious of how I look. And over the wintertime, sometimes I get a little bit of roundness from eating the ice cream, and I've stopped eating ice cream before I go to bed. But maybe I shouldn't, because it helps me sleep better.
Yeah.
I've never really had a whole lot of trouble sleeping lately.
Just maybe cut it back a little bit. Like,
yeah, right.
Instead of
a whole pint, eat a half a pint.
Instead of the whole bowl, just have like a third or uh-huh. two-thirds or whatever, half of it. But also I think that a lot of people forget our metabolism itself slows down as we age.
Yeah.
So we may have been able to handle one thing, and then all of a sudden, years later, we can't. But there's also this instant gratification with wanting, as soon as you decide you want to live healthier, you want to work out, you want to feel better,
yeah,
like all of this stuff, you want to lose some pounds, then people get upset that it's 2 weeks later and they haven't lost 40
right.
pounds.
And 10 pounds,
like,
yeah,
and it's like you didn't gain those 40 pounds overnight or even within a month. You're not going to lose it within a month.
Yeah, that is for sure. So I have never been a fan, and most people know that listen to this program, not a fan, of Clarence Thomas. I think he's a boob. And I don't think much of his wife either. So I'm adding to the reasons because Justice Thomas, the Supreme Court justices can recuse themselves as they will and as they want to from any case. And so because his wife is up to her Mickey in January 6th, most people are saying, Justice Thomas, you should not be sitting in on these discussions and these deliberations. But he said, no, I'm good. I'm going to do it. You know, the Supreme Court is going to look at whether or not Donald Trump has presidential immunity from criminal prosecution. And these, even the right-wing members, they're going to have a hard time because the public in general is not going to swallow for that. They're not going to go. I mean, they're the supporters of Trump will think, yeah, he should be able to do anything he wants.
Mm-hmm.
But that's not the case. And I think that it is, it's
clearly a conflict of interest. He shouldn't have the choice of whether to recuse himself or not.
No, he should just be out. He should be somebody to put on the Supreme Court that's better than him. He's never been any good. It was one of the worst things that George Bush, the father, did was put him on. And the only reason he did it is because he was black. And at the time, there was a lot of focus on getting more blacks in government, more black, you know, Supreme Court had Thurgood Marshall, who was no great shakes either. He was pretty one-sided with the way he voted on things. It wasn't about politics. Well, some of it was. But anyway, that's my feeling about that. There's a new book out looking at our economy and the way that people who describe themselves as progressives, that is people left of center, and people who are right of center, look at the economy and the issues. This is a book that basically is about the oppressor and the oppressed. And who's helping the oppressed? How do you identify who's oppressed? The people on the right see it as a struggle in this book, the way this guy Arnold Kling analyzes it, between civilization and barbarism, between order and chaos. And the reason that I bring it up is because of all these not only here in America, but around the world, all these, I would say, conflicts. Whenever there are these protests on college campuses, which there are aplenty here and also all over Europe and many places in the world, there are like huge fights that break out. I'm talking about fist fights, women beating up men beating up women beating up women, men beating up men. The pro-Palestinian protests, and again, the universities, we've been talking about this pretty much all week. It's been going on for weeks. It's been going on, you know, kind of since the first of the year when people began to think, all right, well, this has gone too far. The Israelis have a right to protect themselves, but do they have a right to, you know, kill all these people? And I don't know that it's about right maybe not being used in the right context here. There I am using it. It's one of those words that's what do they call it when you use this? The word sounds the same but is
onomatopoeia is stuck in my head, and I don't think that's
it. No, it's there's synonyms, homonyms, antonyms, and I forget which one applies. But anyway, the point is that we have these dueling sides that are trying to confront. See, the idea here is something that's okay in my mind, confronting injustice. And a lot of people think that what's going on is an injustice with the situation in Gaza. And it may very well be. But I keep going back to October 7th and the people who have that were killed that day and in the next month or two. And then, again, I don't believe the number is 30,000 because that's a number that came from people inside Gaza and the people from Hamas. It kind of reminds me, I'm going to sort of waft back a little bit to Vietnam, if I may, and what was going on in our country with the Vietnam. This is my era. When I was in college, there were all kinds of protests about Vietnam, the war, the politicians here who supported it, students who are doing exactly the same thing then as they are now. But the situation was a bit different because it was a little more obvious what was going on. The problem started because the Chinese invaded Korea because they wanted to make Korea, the Korean Peninsula, all communist. And they didn't get away with it. They got half of the country, North Korea. They didn't get the southern half. But what happened was, Vietnam, I said Korea. The same thing happened in Korea, but I'm talking about Vietnam. The same kind of thing with the Chinese trying to get the Vietnam. They wanted to get Laos and Cambodia and Vietnam into the Chinese orb. And so we got involved in that. and Americans got slaughtered. 58,600 men and women were killed for absolutely nothing. We didn't gain anything. You know, at the end of the war, we rebuilt Vietnam, and now a lot of Vietnamese come to America because they love America, because we made the communists sort of stay away, although there's some, you know, the North Vietnamese and the South Vietnamese. We all know that story. I hope we all know it. So what's the difference between the protests, the anti-Vietnam War protests, and the pro-Palestinian protests? Pro-Palestinian groups that are going around say they were inspired by the anti-Vietnam War demonstrators. You know, Kent State University, if I say that to you, Jay, do you know?
Yes.
Remember when that happened in 1970? You know about that, right?
The riots were...
Right. It was Vietnam killed, yes. Protesting, mm-hmm. And the National Guard went onto the campus of Kent State in Ohio, right down this kind of the street from you, south of you, and killed some students.
Mm-hmm.
And it went, by, the country went nuts.
It was the Kent State
as well
massacre.
We should have. Yes. So luckily, that kind of thing isn't going on, even though we have fist fights and that sort of thing. Classes were canceled. Graduation ceremonies aren't happening now, and they weren't happening then. But the picture is different, at least in my mind, having lived through Vietnam. The protest was to keep men and women from going into a situation, our men and women, that was getting nowhere. And it was obvious it wasn't going to go anywhere because we didn't have, LBJ didn't have the balsam to go in and finish it off. And then Nixon flubbed around and, you know, finally everybody got out of there. But that's not the same as what's going on in Israel at all. Not even close. But yet the youngsters keep saying, well, look what happened to, you know, the professors are asking them in some circumstances and school leaders and people in general, let's not have these protests because you don't really understand what you're protesting. No, no, no. Look at Vietnam. What happened then? Vietnam has nothing to do. There's not even a shade of similarity between what was going on in Vietnam and our protesting here and what's going on in the Middle East. So I needed to say that because I'm looking at these stories on top of stories and it's ridiculous. It's 18 after the hour.
Oh, I cracked the hull of my new ski boat today.
Oh, my gosh, why'd you do that?
It's not like I was trying to do it, you know.
Sorry, that's rough, my bad, bro. Did anyone witness this epic fail?
Yes, there's videos galore, and now I'm a meme.
Accidents don't just happen in sea shanties, so Progressive Boat Insurance has you covered. Take as little as 4 minutes to see what you can save at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Covered subject to policy terms and not available for all boats or in all situations.
Hey, do you want to get out of here? You want to go to Vegas? Well, guess what? 541 Travels can help. And so can we. Call right now, 800-419-DOUG, D-O-U-G. That's 800-419-3684, and get away to Vegas. If you call right now, you will win 2 free nights in Las Vegas. And the kicker is 415 Travels are also a travel agency. So if you decide you want to extend your stay, you don't have to also book your own accommodations, risk having to change hotel rooms or even full on hotels. No, no, no. They can help you book the rest of your stay. So you don't have to change hotel rooms or anything like that. And if you want to get in on maybe some exciting shows, there's a show that you've been looking for to see. There are some stellar residencies in Vegas right now. The shows, the food, the shopping. Get your 2 free nights. Call 800-419-DOUG, D-O-U-G, 800-419-3684.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Did you receive a call or message that mentioned Social Security and demanded immediate action? Did the caller know your Social Security number or other personal information and tell you that your Social Security number had been used in connection with the crime? Did you feel worried that your Social Security number might be suspended, your bank account might be frozen or seized, or you could be arrested? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, demand your personal information or instant payment, email or text you pictures or documents, or use a real government official's name to gain your trust. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Do not be fooled. Hang up. Ignore them. Report this criminal activity to the Social Security Administration Office of the Inspector General at oig.ssa.gov.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
All right, 23 after the hour, friends and neighbors. I'm Doug Steffen. This is the Good Day program, social media time in this hour. Jay and I going through some things that are trending. Some of them have to do with personalities, and some of the items have to do with the social media world itself. For example, the first ever YouTube video that was put out 19 years ago was a trip to the zoo. Why not, right? Listen, it was fun. It was grainy. It looked like somebody had used a film from 1929. But what it lacks in quality, it makes up for in charm. Or as we say here in New England, in charm. There's on YouTube. So YouTube, I was thinking YouTube been long, been around longer than 19 years. Though apparently it hasn't. Is that, do I, what am I getting or
no,
not?
No, it hasn't. And here's something for your typical do you know or did you know, do you care fact files?
Yeah.
Do you remember Janet Jackson's Nipplegate from the Super Bowl
yes,
halftime
of course.
Show? Okay, so
Justin Timberlake?
That essentially is what led to the creation of YouTube. The
really?
Creators wanted to find a video. They were looking for a video of the performance online, and they were like, how is this not online anywhere? Why is there no like search engine that just has mm-hmm. all of these videos piled together that you can easily find if you're looking for a video that was aired somewhere here or there? And so they created YouTube because of Nipplegate.
So I didn't know. I guess what the biggest part of this is I'm surprised that it was only 19 years ago. It seems like YouTube has been around. It's like PayPal and some of these other things that have only been around the last 20, 30 years or so. Like they've been around forever.
Mm-hmm. Like Uber?
Yeah, Uber. Yep, exactly. And so anyway, it isn't that way. And so YouTube, I guess we're celebrating a little bit because of the acknowledgement of the first, one of the first YouTube videos was called A Trip to the Zoo.
Mm-hmm. The very right? first one to be posted.
Yeah, and that's also something you can, I guess you can see it still on YouTube someplace. Right now, the most watched videos on YouTube certainly don't have anything to do with a zoo, but they are music videos, right? Taylor Swift and the question's been asked, by the way, about Taylor Swift as to whether she's being out-promoted, whether there's too much Taylor Swift. Can there ever be too much Taylor Swift? The question is being asked. Well, I mean, it's
was
a good
was there too much
question.
Michael Jackson? Was
too,
there too
yes,
much
there
Prince?
Was.
Were
yeah,
there too,
yeah.
Was there too
I don't
much
know if there's
the
too
Beatles?
Much Prince, but nah, never too much of the Beatles. No!
See, I think it just depends who you ask. A fan is not a fan, and fans are fans. Mm-hmm. So
yeah,
some
right.
people will say, no, the amount does not exist. And other people will be like, yes, I'm tired of her face. Move on.
Right, let's go. All right. I don't know if that's the case with Gwyneth Paltrow. I think most people kind of figure that she's a pretty interesting character. I find her to be very interesting, actually.
Oh, I feel like she is so polarizing. People love Gwyneth Paltrow or absolutely hate her. I'm with you. I find her adorable.
Yeah.
I find her
interesting, yeah. So she has her children trying to teach her about things on the internet. She's done this thing called Goop, which is all over social media. She doesn't apparently engage too much in what it takes to get the publicity. But she's also talking to her children about understanding memes.
Yeah.
She said, what does that mean? And I'd ask her the same thing. I don't really know what a meme is, what the meaning of a meme is. What is a meme? What is a meme?
It's like online jokes and stuff. And sometimes it's a static image. Sometimes it's a video. But she always has to ask her kids the meaning of specific memes. Like, okay, so what's the joke of this one? Or what does this one mean? I don't get it.
So I'm right there with you. I look at this stuff, I don't get it either. I have to have you or James or somebody explain to me, or my children explain it to me. And what is really going to be dangerous is when my grandson, Miles or Jasper, explains it to me. Now that is the time for curtains on that discussion. 28 after the hour here on Good Day.
The ultimate bargain is free. I'm Holland Cook with Inflation Hacks. Before you can fully type the Buy Nothing Project, Google will finish it for you. It's that popular now. Their mission statement is buy less, share more. It makes us all richer and our planet cleaner. You can give away or ask for whatever you want free. Appliances, workout gear, concert and event and travel tickets, and intangibles. Offer the world your photo or poem or short story. Offer people near you that stack of bricks or fish tank you want to get rid of. Check it out at buynothingproject.org and the Buy Nothing app for Apple and Android devices. And poke around Facebook Marketplace and Craigslist. How are you coping? Post your inflation hacks at andyoucanquoteme.com.
Doug Steffen here with my friend Elizabeth Miller, who comes to us from Calitrans. This is the only one around anywhere that will help you lose weight the natural way and keep it off. There are other things about Calitran that are important to note. One, it's not only something that comes as a capsule, but it comes as a liquid and it comes as a powder. And I understand that there's a new flavorless powder.
Well, the powder is just super easy to store and transport. It mixes really well with the frother that we send you free. And it also has no flavor at all. So it basically just dissipates into the water when you mix it up. So it's like drinking a glass of water at bedtime. A lot of people who already have several medications that they're taking at bedtime, or maybe you just have trouble swallowing capsules, that powder is a really awesome option.
The deal 50% off for the products at toploss.com. That includes Calitrin, which is your number one product. By the way, use Doug and you get free shipping. Toploss.com is where you go. Thanks to Elizabeth Miller. Let's lose some weight.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. The Supreme Court deliberating on whether Donald Trump is immune from criminal prosecution for actions he took while in office, focusing on federal election interference charges. Your special counsel attorney, Michael Dreeben.
The framers knew too well the dangers of a king who could do no wrong. They therefore devised a system to check abuses of power, especially the use of official power for private gain.
Trump's attorney argued that prosecuting a president for official acts is incompatible with the Constitution. Economic growth in the U.S. during the first quarter of the year was significantly slower than expected. The Commerce Department's latest figures show the gross domestic product increased by just 1.6%, short of the forecast of 2.4%. And San Diego has become the top city for illegal immigrant arrivals at the southern border for the first time since the late 90s, surpassing Tucson, Arizona. John Schaefer, USA News.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past few years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110. Guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Good day, dear. It's gonna be a good day.
It has been a good day.
Hey, don't tell anyone else, but you're our number one. And we want to hear from our favorite listener. Call 855-999-DOUG. 855-999-3684.
Man, don't we know where that came from? You know what I'd like to do at some point? I'd like to take some audio from that movie, which is about a character named Maverick, right? Tom Cruise is Maverick. I would like to have had Tom Cruise play Maverick, the story of Maverick the cowboy, Maverick the gambler, Maverick Brett, and Bart Maverick were part of a 1950s and 60s television series created by Warner Brothers, when all those lawmen and there were a half a dozen different TV shows that were all about cowboys. And James Garner got started as the star of Maverick. He was paid $400 a week to be the star of Maverick. And they followed him for 7 years. He was Maverick. And, you know, that's when my generation hears Maverick, they think of that. They don't think of Tom Cruise as Maverick in the plane. even though, you know, now I think probably more people certainly identify with that character and the name Maverick. Mm-hmm.
The Mavericks.
Do you? Really? Oh, listen. The Mavericks, the Dallas Mavericks.
You know
Mavericks?
What we should do with Tom Cruise's voice, though? Put it through the AI generator and have him, like, pretend that he called us.
Okay. James, you think you can do that? I actually want to do more of that sort of thing just for fun.
Yeah.
Just to demonstrate how easy it is to do it. We've done it with my voice. We should do it with Jay's voice as well to just, you know, show people what happens. It's kind of harmless when you give that as an example, but then when you look at some of the other stuff that's going on, man, did I have the willies this weekend talking to a couple of friends in Los Angeles about AI and where it's going and what will happen, and the people that are trying to create a situation where we worry ourselves to death. But I don't know. I don't even want to repeat the rumors. You've all heard them probably anyway. So we move ahead. One of the problems that radio is having, and television as well, and news, is exemplified by National Public Radio. A lot of people are talking about this. A lot of folks who listen to this program specifically claim that they also listen to NPR, a lot of NPR co-listening to this program. So I'm not a big fan, frankly. I listen because I think there is stuff there that's valuable, but I also don't like the way they run their network because it takes too much taxpayer money and they aren't efficient at how they use it. But anyway, there are more and more programs, more and more local stations, and certainly the national NPR listeners are hearing more sponsors, like there is commercial revenue coming in. And so one of the things that they have suffered from, however, according to a couple of studies, why are people either giving to NPR or not giving to NPR? And the interesting thing is that the reason people say that they are not giving to NPR is because there's too much push for diversity. It's generated a lot of turmoil among the staff at NPR stations, and it's generated a lot of with management as to how to get more money. And because their stories seem to focus, and I understand this, I think that's part of the Black Lives Matter thing that became difficult or has become difficult because there's too much of it. And that's the public's reacting. At first, there was an embracing. I certainly embraced it. I think it was necessary. It was important to pay attention to a coefficient that gave equal representation in any kind of a job to whatever the minority is, whether it was Black, Hispanic, whatever. But I think that it's gone too far. And the people at NPR have found that to be the case, too, because people are stopping. They think it's gone too far there. It's generated a lack of funding, not an end to the funding, but it's changed the way that they're trying to do fundraising.
So does that showcase how much racism and prejudice still exists, that people won't give their money because they're offended because it's not majority white people anymore?
Well, no, it's what it's how they present stories that really is the issue and what they cover, frankly. But in terms of what you just said and how to generally apply it, Jay, I don't think I know where my heart is and where my head is in terms of support for everybody and anybody. I think everybody needs to be in the same pot and considered equally as to their representation. So, like, if the population of this country is 12 or 14% Black, which apparently it is, then I think that the number of people, if you are going to be specific about this and give them their due, maybe some people think, well, because there's so much prejudice and they've gotten a short shrift over the years, maybe we give them more. Okay. So if you agree that it's 14%, and you give 25% of the work in any given persuasion or pursuit you give the jobs to Black people, 25%, as long as they're qualified, okay. But if you listen to, again, the story coverage on NPR, or even look at the television, we all know this. You see the ads now? Most of the ads that are done for most of the commercial products are being done by black actors. And there's a big to-do, not was quiet for a while, but it's become more noisy, where white actors are getting tired of being pushed aside because they don't have the right skin color. So that's what I mean. You know, I've told you the story about my son, who was a scriptwriter for a long time and got out of the business because when he went to get a job at a writer's room for a TV show, he was on the list, and it looked like he was certainly qualified, but they wouldn't hire him. And the producer told him, "You're not black and you're not gay. We only want black or gay or both."
Isn't that crazy how everybody has to be put into a box?
Yeah.
I have a friend who auditioned for one of the well-known singing competition shows. And by the time he auditioned, he made it through the first round. He got to the second round before things were televised. And they told him, "We already have one of you."
Perfect.
Even though, like, he's an amazing singer, but they were like, "We already have one of you, you're out."
Man, can you imagine? Oof. Unga bunga. All right, a couple of quick hits here, if you will. The second patient to receive a kidney from a gene-edited pig has received the said kidney at New York University's Langone Health Center. Surgeons performed the transplant after implanting a mechanical heart pump in her chest to make sure everything was working as they put in, because they had to stop her heart. Apparently, that's part of the operation. I didn't get that from the first time we talked about that. Was it a month or two ago when the first pig kidney went into a human being? It was apparently that person, the recipient, is still very healthy. But they got to stop your heart, it would appear, in order to stick.
I think the other person only needed the kidney, where she needed a heart pump as well. So for the heart pump part, they had to stop the heart, yeah.
All right, I need to get to the bottom, or I need to help you get to the bottom of... We talked about this in the food, fam, and farm thing earlier about the cows and whether or not the bird flu is going to ruin the milk, and if you're drinking milk, you're going to get the flu and all this other nonsense that is complete conjecture and baloney. So what's happening now is the feds are requiring cows transported between states to be tested for the bird flu. What is supposed to happen, what always does happen, for example, when I buy cows up in Vermont to bring them to my farm here in Massachusetts, they have to have a health certificate from the state in order to ship them over the state line. And, you know, whether you do that or you don't do that, if you're a good farmer, you know whether a cow is healthy or not healthy. And, you know, that's, you can tell. But then they test the blood and they do other things. But this bird flu, which basically has been around for a couple of years, it's affected, it's from the poop of geese and other animals of that ilk. And they have salmonella in their poop. And the birds also, there are other birds that, you know, regular birds that are transporting this flu. And if the cows eat something that has the feces of a bird plops or poop on a cow or something like that, and they have the bird flu, the cows are going to get it. But it's not going to kill them. And it really isn't going to hurt the milk. Even if the flu is in it, are you going to get the flu? You're not going to die. But are you going to get the flu? It's not proven yet, frankly. As usual, when something unusual happens like this, everybody goes bananas. Oh, don't drink any milk! Jay's happy to tell you to go drink that almond crap.
Cashew milk is delicious. I'm sorry. I misspoke. Cashew non-dairy.
Right.
Cashew dairy alternative.
Water.
It is delicious.
Okay. Good for you. All right, let's see what else here. There's a new, and then we're going to talk about this week with Dr. Ken, I think. The FDA has approved an antibiotic to treat urinary infections. If I can pronounce this, let me try. Okay, you ready? You want me to try this? It's Pevmicillium.
Say it three times fast.
Pevmicillium. Apparently, this has been a drug that's been used in Europe for a long time, but the feds here said, FDA, we can't have that here. We got to test it instead of whatever. So it's going to be available next year, but mostly it's for women, not for men. So am I going to ask an indelicate question here? Yes, I guess I will. What's, you know, urine is urine.
I mean, we all have a men's urethra.
Yeah, we have a urethra. Function men, looks different,
the thing,
obviously.
The kicker is men do get UTIs. That, there's no doubt about that. But also, take notice of this. Medication needs additional testing. Medication that is approved in other countries need additional testing before they put it on the market here. Yet our food or food-like products that are very easily to get here are completely pulled off the shelves. Or we have the same products with different ingredients. When you like take one box of cereal here versus another box of cereal, that's the same product, the same maker, everything is the same in the UK. And then you look at the ingredients list and the ingredients are completely different. Why are they so willy-nilly with our food, but when it comes to medication, they have to really test things?
It's a constituency as much as anything else. We've been trying for years, the farmers have been trying for years, to get beef that's coming from Chile and Brazil to be labeled as such, because it's not as good as American beef. It just isn't. But can you get that done? No! The lobbyists that work for those institutions, and that is what surprises me about this drug stuff, because the lobbyists are really big time, super strong and effective when it comes to the drug companies, but they obviously can make this work, which is, you bring up the right question, Jay. No question about that. All right, questions and answers, that's part of what we do here on Good Day at 48 after the hour.
This report is sponsored by Facebook. Since the beginning of the spread of COVID-19 and social distancing, people have turned to Facebook to connect with and take action to help their communities. To make it as easy as possible for people to support one another, Facebook is launching Community Help, a destination for people to help their neighbors most impacted by COVID-19. There, people can request or offer help in their community, such as delivering groceries to elderly neighbors or volunteering to distribute food through local food banks and donate to fundraisers. Emily Dalton-Smith is the Director of Social Impact Product at Facebook.
We're seeing people who are the most vulnerable are at the front lines of the epidemic using Facebook to get help and support with urgent needs. With Community Help, we're making it easier for everyone to be able to offer and request help.
Access Community Help at facebook.com/COVID support. That's facebook.com/COVID support.
Doug Stephanie with my friend Elizabeth Miller, who comes to us from Calotren, C-A-L-O-T-R-E-N. The last time we talked to Elizabeth Miller, we were touting the 27th anniversary and the special savings for buying the various products that are available. Not only is Calotren, in which folks who are smart enough to take advantage can get up to 50% off the product. This is for all products?
It is, y'all. It's on everything. And, you know, like Doug said, that is number one for weight loss. Is number one for health. It's also drug-free, stimulant-free, so there's nothing in it that's going to affect you negatively. There's no side effects with this product. This one's actually good for you.
One of the great things about this, by the way, use Doug and you get free shipping and access to all these things, but you can get a counselor to help you in your weight loss efforts, and that's a fabulous thing, unique to the Calotren folks. Toploss.com is where you go. Thanks to Elizabeth Miller.
Hi, I'm Ronnie Deutsch, and if you or your business owe money to the IRS, I've got great news for you. Tax laws have changed. Billions of dollars are earmarked for IRS Fresh Start programs. And if you qualify, you can literally save tens of thousands of dollars. Listen, I know what you're going through. Call me.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. go to GCNfood.com. GCNfood.com.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
It's happening daily. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. Time is short before something big happens, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure 4-week emergency food kits for each member of your family. Each kit contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $50 on each 4-week food kit you purchase. Plus, get free shipping on Ready Hour 4-week emergency food kits. You're not ready if it's not Ready Hour foods. At My Patriot Supply, you can also get solar power generators, water filtration units, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your unmarked boxes ship the same day. Shop MyPatriotSupply.com today. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Three past the hour now on the Good Day program. Doug Stephanie with my friend Elizabeth Miller, who comes to us from Calotren, C-A-L-O-T-R-E-N. That name by itself may not mean anything to you if you're a new listener to the program, but if you've been around for a while, as Calotren has been on this program for 7-8 years, they've been around for 27 years. The last time we talked to Elizabeth Miller, we were touting the 27th anniversary and the special savings for buying the various products that are available. Not only is Calotren at toploss.com, but there are other things the company makes, but none of them work like Calotren in the sense that none of them have the focus and the attention that Calotren gets because it's a product, a weight loss product. People are so interested in losing weight. This is the only one around anywhere that will help you lose weight the natural way and keep it off. So now that I've been your spokesperson for a moment or two, let's talk about the spring sale in which folks who are smart enough to take advantage can get up to 50% off the product. This is for all products at toploss.com or just Calotren?
It is, y'all. It's on everything. And, you know, like Doug said, that Calotren, that's our number one. That is number one for weight loss. It's number one for health. It's also drug-free, stimulant-free. So there's nothing in it that's going to affect you negatively. There's no side effects with this product. You know, when you hear diet products, I know that's shocking to say. This one's actually good for you because you don't hear that. Now,
yeah,
it's not going to be... Yeah, right. It's not going to be overnight results. It's not going to be a quick fix. We're not making promises that, hey, 1 month is going to get you a lot. It's not. The first month is all about healing, rebuilding. You're going to notice better sleep, more energy. Around the 1 month mark, you'll probably start to notice your clothes fitting better, inch loss, overall feeling like your old self again. And then after that, you can expect steady weight loss. Now, our 90-day program, that's where our huge 86% success rate is. When I say program, I really mean just like 90-day supply, because it's really easy. Once a day, right at bedtime, that's what you do. It's that easy. Now, with Calotren, that 90-day supply, this big sale is when you buy 90 days, you're going to get 90 days absolutely free. So it's like paying half price. It's a great time to stock up and save, or maybe you want to split it with a friend. Maybe you want to split it with your honey. Y'all lose some weight together, get back on the health kick. Now is the time to do it. Our website has all the information on there. Our website is toploss.com. toploss.com. So if you want to go on there right now, you can go on toploss.com. You can click on the science tab, see how it works for weight loss, how it works for better sleep, less joint pain, more energy, better digestion, overall feeling better. All the science is on our website. You can also chat with us online if you have questions, or you can call us too. We've got real live people right here in America. We've been doing this for, like you said, 27 years. We've been helping customers lose weight safely. So you can call us too. Our number's 833-TOP-LOSS. Or again, that website is toploss.com.
One of the things about the medical shows that I do with a connection to Good Day, Good Day Health, Dr. Ken Kronhaus and Dr. Jack Stockwell, they couldn't be more different in their approach to medicine, but yet they both, over the years, have been very proactive and very excited about Calitrin because it works, and that's the thing. You want to know, you can bring this information to your doctor, and he can look at it and say, yeah, this is great because there's nothing in there but good stuff, frankly. And so there's that, and then there are other things about Calitrin that are important to note. One, it's not only something that comes as a capsule, but it comes as a liquid, and it comes as a powder. And I understand that there's a new flavorless Calitrin powder that has all the same ingredients. Why did we have to have another one? Or you just, somebody there just thought, okay, let's throw this into the mix.
Well, the powder is just super easy. It is easy to store and transport, especially if you have trouble swallowing the capsules. It mixes really well with the frother that we send you free, and it also has no flavor at all. So it basically just dissipates into the water when you mix it up. So it's like drinking a glass of water at bedtime. So a lot of people who already have maybe, you know, several medications that they're taking at bedtime, or maybe you just have trouble swallowing capsules, that powder is a really awesome option.
All right, let's go over one more time as time allows. The deal, 50% off in essence for the products at toploss.com. That includes Calitrin, which is your number one product.
Yes, our number one product, Calitrin, at toploss.com. And if you want to do a custom pack, or maybe you want to call and speak to one of our Calitrin consultants, tell us your specific needs. We can also build you custom packs by the phone, too. So toploss.com, or call us 833-TOP-LOSS.
One of the great things about this, by the way, use Doug and you get free shipping and access to all these things. But you can get a counselor to help you in your weight loss efforts. And that's a fabulous thing, unique to the Calitrin folks. Toploss.com is where you go. Thanks to Elizabeth Miller here from Calitrin to help us all be inspired as spring has sprung. Let's lose some weight.
Let's see, if something costs less, but people are happier with it, that sounds like something to look into, and that is MediShare. Maybe you've heard.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.